And the Mother's Day thing is getting to me a little bit. Yesterday, I went to Walmart and was going to go down the card aisle. I was like, okay, let's go get it over with. Especially if you try to get a Mother's Day card or any kind of card, like on a Saturday before the holiday, you know? Mm-hmm. And for Mother's Day or Father's Day, screwed. It's going to be way too many people there. But it was, man, half the people in Walmart were in the card aisle yesterday. And they were all women shopping for the Mother's Day cards. That's what I need to do. I need to... One of the reasons I really need to get a serious girlfriend is so that she can go get cards for these things that you have to have a card for. Well, Mother's Day, I guess you don't have to have a card for, you know, but it's like society mandated almost. Card and flowers, better do it. It's like, doesn't it lose kind of its specialness?
If that's what you get
everybody,
every year.
Everybody
yeah.
does that, you know? I just think cards are so... you know what I mean? You just go and you buy something somebody else wrote in the picture and everything, and you know, maybe you buy them something that you're like, "Hey, that made me laugh. I'll give them that." Or, you yeah. know?
I don't get cards.
I give up, and then I have a wedding to go to also.
Oh,
yeah.
Those you kind of have to.
My college roommate. That's the thing. Yeah, he's my college roommate, right? And his fiance, I knew in college. They were dating when we were roommates. So, don't I know them well enough that I don't need to get them a card? Maybe just write them a check and put it in an envelope?
No, you have to get them a card. Jeez. There's some things you have to get a card for.
Or when you're at a wedding, or you know, when you're the bride and groom, do you read every card that you get? And how many duplicates yeah. are there in there?
Yeah, you read every card, but not at the wedding, but afterwards.
Well, I know that, but you really think they do?
Yeah.
You think they read the text of every card?
They might skim it. They're not...
Yeah, see?
But still, it's the thought.
I don't know. I'm down on cards right now. I really am. That's nothing new. But, you know, 539-9750 or 238-0975. Let's talk a little greeting cards this morning. Go ahead.
This is a website. It's called AmericanGreetings.com, where you can actually email the card to your mom. Or you can also... like print one out right on the website from the website and send it to her.
So I could like print it off on a color printer and make it look pretty and stuff.
Yeah, and it's you can like you get to view all the pictures on there and everything, and you can make your own message right in there. And then you don't have to write anything because you can type the message right into the card.
Do I need to put it on cardstock or anything like that, or
it doesn't really matter? I mean, you can put it on cardstock, that'll make it a little more stable, but you can also just print on regular paper.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's all I do. And my mom loves it.
Yeah, maybe I could do that.
I print her off a card, and I'll also email her one, because when you email them, they're all musical, and they move around and stuff like that. So it's like a little animation.
Okay.
She always likes that.
That might be a good idea. Because I hate the, you know, go pick out a message somebody else wrote for you thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this kind of sums up what I feel about my mom. I'll go ahead and give her that. You know?
Yeah.
So, well, that's a good idea. What's it called again?
It's called AmericanGreetings.com.
AmericanGreetings.com. Yeah, I don't think I'll send the email version because I don't know about the e-card, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like it should be something tangible that you can hold on to.
Well, that's why I do both.
Man, you're all over it.
Yeah, well, you know, just in case, like, the mail is slow or something, she doesn't get her... card on time, or she gets it too early, then she'll get at least one right on Mother's Day.
Okay. All right. That's good stuff. Thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning.
Yeah, I think you ought to tell that little whiting crybaby to grow a set and give his mom something really sweet.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Probably.
Yeah, like, what do you mean? What should I give her?
What do you mean, what should I give her? Man, send her some people. You know, some of the...
Something what now? Your phone cut out there.
I said, send her a set of pink roses and get her, like, a really nice card. And it just knock your socks off. It's your mom.
Yeah, no, I agree. I want to go out all out for her, but I'm just saying it's just so cliche. You know, everything's just so, you know, like, I want to do something unique and individual, not something that everybody does. You know?
Well, I don't know. I live overseas half the time. You know, I'm on a contract right now, so it's actually going to be able to... be nice to be able to get out there and see my mom, so yeah. I don't know what to say to you, you know?
No, I appreciate it, man, but yeah, I just want to keep it as unique and individual as as possible. Usually I just blow it off, to be honest. I'm like,
Oh man, you can't blow it off.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone one day, and then you're going to be like, damn, all them times I could have done something.
Jeez, man. You have to. No, she's not. She's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Life and death is the only two things certain in life, buddy.
Why?
You know? Taxes.
Oh, yeah, you forgot taxes.
Oh, yeah, and taxes. Well, no, not if you go overseas and you got to pay taxes. That's why I do overseas contracts.
Nicely done, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, for sure.